بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common. This is the part of the speech delivered on March 10th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the 9th session of the Assembly. The Assembly of Experts is a legal institution that plays a great part in the strength of the Islamic government. Of course, all legal institutions, the administration, the parliament, the armed forces, the expediency council, the guardian council, and the like, have a part, each in the strength of the Islamic government, but some play a greater and some a lesser role. In my opinion, the Assembly of Experts is one of those institutions that plays the biggest role in the Islamic Republic. Of course, the prerequisite for all these legal institutions to exert their influence is to act according to the regulations and the limits defined for them by the Constitution. The same is true of your institution. In other words, you should completely comply with everything that is required of the Assembly of Experts, whether regarding the person who currently holds the position of leadership or the person who will be elected by you and who will enter this arena later on. You should carefully comply with these regulations.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The same is true of the parliament and the administration. The administration has specific legal limits, and it must comply with all the laws passed by the parliament. The parliament, too, has specific legal limits, and it should not get involved in executive affairs in any way. It must only engage in legislation. The same holds true for other institutions as well. Well, the necessity for the strength of the Islamic government, which, as I said, the parliament and other institutions play a part in, lies in that if this strength exists, national power and strength will be realized. National power is vital for every nation. If a nation wishes to be independent and honorable, if it wants to utilize its vital resources at its own violation and to its own benefits, if it wants to have full power over its own affairs, if it doesn't wish to have to follow this and that whims, if it wants to have no worries about foreigners, transgressions, and if it does not want to live in constant fear, what should it do? It should be strong.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.